That's all right. Skype's got this weird flutter tonight. Anyway, we were talking about BattleBots. And Brita's eating a steak.
Because
it's sorry, the everybody. Greatest show on television. It really is.
It is. It's like gladiator battle robots. Yeah. And you have all these different, I mean, most of the people listening to this probably already have seen it. But if you haven't.
I would imagine that our listeners are a higher percentage of BattleBots fans.
They have you have different strategies. You got the cutters and the flails and the bashers, and there's all kinds of different and the grinders.
There's
all kinds of different strategies. There's ones that like flip their opponent over and then smash them. I mean, it's just
so it's kind of like the old gladiators where you had the gladiator with the sword, then you had the gladiator with the axe, and then you had like that weird merman guy with the trident
and the net. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Same, exactly the same.
Aquaman.
Okay, cool.
That's but not the, you know, way cool Jason Momoa Aquaman. This would be like the super nerdy Justice League Aquaman.
I'm afraid of watching that Aquaman movie. Like, you know.
Because it's gonna be like awesome or because it's gonna be
and my pants will set on fire.
Alrighty then.
have a nice cold drink standing by just in case.
Mental notes, swimming lessons.
Glass
my,
of water.
My pants will burst into flame.
You'll be lying? Is that what
not exactly.
I don't think so.
I mean, come on, Jason Momoa. Look at the guy.
Somebody,
I'm just gonna shut up and finish my steak.
Somebody, I saw a funny, I saw a funny meme where somebody, or it was a comment somebody made, and I forget where it was, some Reddit thing or something, and somebody was complaining. Somebody was saying that they thought Wonder Woman was giving a false, what was it? Giving their like fans the a bad message and false expectations.
They didn't like the message that
false Wonder expectations
Woman,
of
right,
what?
Right. Because, well, and somebody was like, what? You don't
DC
want
to make a good superhero movie.
Yeah. Somebody was like, well, what? That war is bad and women are awesome? And it's like, no, that DC could make another good superhero movie.
Oh.
Yeah. I just, since we're on the subject,
since we're just geeking out.
I recently watched Black Panther, and
okay,
I was completely meh about it.
Oh, it's supposed to be like the great new movie. No?
I apparently am so burnt out on Marvel comic superhero bullshit that a CGI fest. I mean, the plot's, it's a comic book, right? The plot's ridiculous. You know it's ridiculous because it's a comic book, but it's just, it's like, come up with, all right, time out, Hollywood. Can we just stop and come up with something new? Please
stop.
I mean, the first few comic book movies were kind of cool because it's like, ooh, comic book movies. But now it's like, Jesus, come up with something else.
I want the campy 60s Batman back. That's what I want.
That would be funny.
I'm honestly surprised no one has tried doing that again, reviving that.
Well, they kind of did with The Tick, where it was... You know, The Tick is kind of campy.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, I think I'm done with my steak.
What?
I think I'm done.
I was going to say, is there some left? If so, then you're not done.
There's still kind of some meat on the bone. Okay. It's kind of too bad that this isn't a video podcast thing.
Well, it could be.
Because
it would be, you know, let's
watch Brita eat a steak.
Eat. Yeah. Telling you.
You know, people will watch that, you know.
YouTube gold, I'm telling you. You could be raking in the money.
Alan keeps trying to convince me to like a food YouTube channel, like with all my food experiments and eating weird shit.
Is this breed of steak cam? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, breed of steak cam. I'm at the part where I'm like, you know, gnawing on the bone.
Telling you, people would watch.
Are we not doing phrasing anymore?
No.
People would absolutely watch it.
I know. That's because people are weird.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Anyway. Okay. I'm done. We also had the first corn of the season. Corn on the cob.
Ah. On the grill. I thought you were growing it. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Oh, no, no, no. No. Oh, my God. The weather here, I don't know if we're going to have anything.
You're still under a frost advisory, aren't you?
Seriously, it was like the other day, it was a high of 60.
Oh, in June?
Right. Yeah. So I'm a little concerned about the garden I planted. And we have a little garden going, a couple tomatoes, you know, some greens. I planted some seeds for some root vegetables, but it's like, oh, and potatoes. We planted potatoes. Those should be okay. But with the weather, how it is, it's like we don't, it's not really super sunny and it's not really warm. So I don't expect those tomatoes to ever ripen. So, I don't know. We'll see. But no, we had the first corn. We bought corn at the grocery store, and obviously not local corn. But that sweet corn on the grill is just something lovely. I mean, it's very simple. It's just salt and butter and pepper, and it was great. So, that was my dinner, folks.
You're like right next to Indiana, which is like where corn lives.
Right.
You're good.
I'm surprised they have any left over for eat because they're too busy turning it into ethanol.
Turning into crap ethanol. Inefficient ethanol.
Yeah, bad ethanol. Not the kind you drink.
Not even the good liquor.
Yeah. Not even the shitty liquor. But the...
So bad you feed it to your car.
They tried to get rid of that ethanol mandate, and apparently the senators from the corn states were like, oh hell no. So it's kind of like the sugar lobby, you know, corn, big corn. You can't cross big corn, man. They make the NRA big, look like children.
Big corn.
You know, politicians, Democrats will talk gun control, but not even Democrats will talk, ending the corn subsidy.
Corn control.
Yeah. Oh, man. We need a good segue.
From corn to corn to tea.
Lemons.
Yes, lemons, from which one can make tea, for example.
Lemonade.
More precisely. All right, I screwed
that. I like
that
topic that you suggested. Can we start over? Jake. No, it's all right.
Jake, it's a do-over.
I was thinking of the iced tea lemonade commercials,
okay.
Which are...
Now, let me have a timeout for just a second. We'll come back to this, but I just want to... I posted that thing in the group saying we wanted people to be a guest on the show. And I got a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm not interesting. And, you know, I mean, go back and listen.
Neither are we.
Go back and listen to the last 5 minutes of the show and then tell me again that you're not interesting enough to be on this show. I mean, seriously.
I think, you know what? I meet so many people every day at work, and you know, the ones that don't annoy me, I think people are interesting just as a general rule, you know, because everybody's story is different.
Sure.
And everybody likes to know the story, you know, and I think people are just interesting to other people.
Yeah.
You know, it's, that's why we watch TV. That's why we watch reality shows. That's why, you know.
Well, you know, everybody that thinks they're not interesting, Who does this show? Me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a boring computer geek with three cats. Brita's a librarian. Okay. Jay at least has an interesting job.
Well, Jay
job,
is interesting, actually.
But he can't say anything about it. So it's like, yeah, it's like, it does, it's like he's an unemployed bum for as far as the show's concerned. So, you know, thanks. I mean, thanks. Come on. I promise you, you think you're not interesting, but we'll put the spotlight on you and you'll be interesting, damn it.
Yeah, sure.
We have
maybe
ways.
Maybe just start. We'll
make
picking
you
people randomly.
Oh, we could do like a random call thing. Instead of a call in show, it'll be a call out show.
Well, yeah, we'll just pick people at random.
Anyway, back to the lemonade.
I'm supported on that one.
Back to the lemonade. Jay found this.
I stumbled across this really cool story about Country Time Lemonade, which I'm sure most people are familiar with. It's, you know, pretty standard. You know, it's powdered lemonade. You add it to water and poof, you have lemonade. Mm-hmm. But apparently there was an incident in Denver where two, you know, elementary school aged boys were holding, they had a lemonade stand to raise money for charity. And the city of Denver sent cops to shut them down, because if there's anything that government does best, it's stomping on kids' dreams. So Country Time Lemonade, we're saying it right now, the official lemonade of the Squirrel Report, stepped up and said, we'll pay for your permit. And if there's any fines, we'll pay for your fines. And here's the thing, like from the original story, somebody called the police on boys selling, they're like, oh my God, they're like 6-year-old with a toy cash register, and some soulless automaton called the cops on them. And the site has autoplay, so it should die in a fire.
That's egregious.
They were raising money to donate to a charity that provides clean water to children in Indonesia, and someone called.
Oh my God!
You want to know what is wrong with people? Everything you need, right there. Somebody called the cops. Half an hour later, they showed up and said, "You don't have permits. You have to stop." Are you joking?
Well, there's so much wrong in this story.
I hope one of those kids grows up to be the goddamn Joker because of this. I really do. You know,
first off, you got the person that called.
Then you got the person
at the police department that didn't go, ha ha, screw you. You know,
like,
this is
are
ridiculous.
You joking? An unpermitted lemonade
right.
stand.
Then you got the cops that actually went there.
Yeah, that's
instead of taking the call and going, yeah, we didn't see anything.
Right.
Quit wasting my time. You know, I mean,
don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean,
what city was this in?
Denver.
Oh,
Denver. Yep.
Liberal paradise of Colorado.
You know, I wonder if there's something to that. You know, liberal cities versus, you know, not so liberal cities.
Well,
because,
first
for
off,
instance, let me give you an example. Every summer, there's these kids in the neighborhood. And they ride golf carts around the neighborhood. And it's not legal because they're not legal vehicles, but they're like on the street in traffic. And one time I called the police, not to call the police on the kids, but to find out, like, is this a legal thing? Like, were you aware that there are kids in this neighborhood, like, riding around in golf carts? Like, it's not safe, you know, for one thing. Yeah. And, were you aware that this is occurring and is it legal? Because, you know, I'm not real concerned about other people's kids. Like, you know, not my business, right? And I called the police and they're like, oh, we're going to send a policeman out and blah, blah, blah. And this was the dispatcher, right? And I never saw a cop.
Yeah.
No, they're like, well, you know, what are we going to do?
Because when seconds matter, the cops are infinity.
Right, the cops are like, paperwork, whatever. And that's, like, my town is kind of, like, pretty, you know.
Next time.
We'd like to leave everybody alone. You know, like if you're not hurting anybody and not hurting yourself, then okay. You know.
Next time, tell them there's an illegal lemonade stand. Boom. SWAT team.
Yeah. I just wonder if there's a difference, like, you know, certain cities, like liberal cities, like to the letter, gotta follow those rules.
That's just.
It's heartbreaking. And these are like little kids thinking they're doing something really great. Oh my gosh. Six and four.
They're raising money.
That's, you know, so sad.
They're learning to count. You know, I mean, that's part of why they set the stand up.
And sure.
From the local art show. Again, I'll reiterate. Do you want 4 more years of Trump? Because this is how you get 4 more years of Trump.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Those urchins are selling lemonade without a permit. I mean, could you be more of a caricature?
That's a shame.
You know, there's a lesson to be learned there, folks. Somebody called like Breida just said, the dispatcher didn't go, the fuck are you doing wasting my time?
Right.
You call back, I'm going to send someone out to arrest you, shithead.
Yeah,
and hang
exactly.
up. Exactly. The cops didn't get the call. And you want me to do what?
Right.
I'll get there after my break in 2033. No. They're like, what?
I must attend to this situation.
Yeah.
Quick, because like the bat signal.
Because all the drug dealers and criminals and murderers and you know, those people have already been arrested, and the cops have absolutely nothing left to do except.
I do have to wonder if Denver is a sanctuary city. I'll bet it is.
Yeah.
I bet you it is.
So basically, in Denver, you can be an illegal alien who broke the law getting into this country. And when the feds say, we're rounding up the illegal aliens, Denver says, not in our sanctuary city, but don't you fucking dare open a lemonade stand.
It's crazy.
Well,
you want four more years. There's a Trump. There you go. Yeah.
But if, you know, if they'd gotten a permit, everything would have been fine. City would have got their
How money. Much is a permit?
Who knows?
And frankly,
the city wouldn't permit a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old for anything anyway. I mean, they're not going to give
you right. permit. It's child labor.
It's ridiculous.
Child labor.
Now, see.
Somebody, the Girl Scouts are flirting with disaster. If we're going to start rolling out the child labor laws.
You're right. Oh, my gosh.
Because the Girl Scouts are a completely unpaid marketing arm of this whatever cookie company that is.
It's actually Girl Scout cookies. Well, like, literally.
Yeah, but somebody makes them. They contract some company to make them. So, just saying.
Those little vultures in the grocery store.
Yeah.
I can't get in the grocery store without little kids. Do you want some cookies? No! Yeah. Can't eat your damn cookies.
Yeah, that's true. There are gluten-free Girl Scout cookies.
No, honey.
There are. Mm-mm. There are.
Oh, I'm sure they exist.
I'm just saying there are some that you can eat. I'm not saying you. You know,
not that I want to eat them.
Well, they're like ridiculous. Like two cookies are 150 calories. I'm like, oh no. I
ew.
It's for that much. Yeah. No. I had to get that in just for Breida. So yeah, so. Country Time Lemonade stepped up and said, you know what? You've got some soulless automaton calling the cops. We will pay the fine. We'll pay for your permit. So,
you know what? I'm not really cool one for instant lemonade, but I may pick some up the next time I
exactly,
go to the store.
Exactly. You know, you're going to a summer barbecue, Country Time Lemonade. We'll put in a plug because they're stepping up and they're being stand-up lemonade merchants.
We did not receive any money from Country Time.
Yeah, no money
is making. Although we would, you know.
Yeah, if Country Time wanted to fork over the wheelbarrow full of cash, we would certainly take it. Yeah.
Call us Country Time. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're happy to.
Yeah. So yeah, I it still, you know, it still floors me that someone called the cops. I mean, and speaking of calling the cops, are we ready for this? We've all heard about the new mandate out of California, right?
Oh, the water thing?
Where you can't take a shower and do a load of laundry in the same day?
Yeah. What? I know. How are they going to? I don't know how they're going to enforce that.
Oh, the utility companies. The utility companies will gladly roll on.
Measure your water.
Oh, yeah. And here's the best part. The penalty, if you go over your allotment,
$1,000. Oh, my God. That's shocking. Holy crap.
Like, are you joking?
Oh, my God. Like,
again, I will go back to my previous statement. Do you want 4 more years of Trump? Because when
holy
you tell
crap.
People...
Well, the
55 gallons. Wait, I mean, you're the toilet user.
The $1,000 a day fine is for the water district, not for the customer.
It gets passed on to the customer.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, but it's not. You know, it's up to the water district to meet these water budgets, and they get fined if they don't.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you get a bill for $1,000.
Right.
Because that would be wow.
Oh yeah.
That holy.
Yeah, but it's 50 gallons a day per person for indoor water use. So
I think
you know, it's like, you know, they got those houses over in England where you've like put quarters in the machine to get your electricity. No,
what?
I'm serious. Like the electric meter, they have the electric meter outside your house is like a coin fed thing. It's like, it's, I guess
what?
It's for people they can't trust to bill or something, but no, they have this thing where you put a quarter in the, and you get 10 minutes of electricity or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, I could see the water company going to that on the meter, you know, all right, here you're going to put, you know, you get, you know, you put $10 in and get, you know, 20 gallons of water or something, you know, this is called Don't Build a Fucking City in the Desert.
Well, yes.
And then import
that.
All your water from Colorado. See, that's the thing. That's why California will never secede.
Yeah.
Because,
you beat me to it, Alan.
Because
they don't have any water.
They don't have any water. They get all their water from Colorado.
I keep hearing like stories. They want to take water from the Great Lakes. And I'm like, oh no, you'll have to fight me. Mm. No.
Talk about protesting a pipeline.
Yeah, seriously.
So we can't have a pipeline.
I'd be out there.
Natural gas, but it's perfectly fine to pump water from the Great Lakes out to California.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
I'm
over,
sure.
You know,
I'm sure that
times.
Has. I'm sure that has no carbon footprint whatsoever.
But the thing about Southern California is the indoor residential use is a fraction. It's a teeny, teeny fraction of the water use in California.
Don't they also mandate that your lawn has to be green and blah,
yes,
blah, blah,
a lot
blah?
Of them do. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, there's a problem.
And they also have those huge farms, and they have the industrial stuff going on that uses water. If you look at the breakdown of water use in indoor personal water use is like nothing, literally nothing compared to water use. And yet that's the one that they're focusing on, and they're going to, it's the same thing as the toilets. They ruin toilets. So they don't flush anymore. They ruin dishwashers. They've ruined washing machines, and now they're going to ruin showers. I mean, they've already got the stupid plugs, but you can at least take those out or drill them or something. But now they're going to make, oh, no, you can only 55. I guarantee you I use more than 55 gallons. I like a nice, long, hot shower with lots of pressure. And I'm
Me
not,
too.
You know, it's just, it's ridiculous.
I admit I'm spoiled with the water thing, though, because, you know, I'm living by the lake. People here, you know, you tell people, you know, you should really probably turn off the water when you brush your teeth. Because you're not using it. You're standing there and the water's just going, right?
Right.
But everybody does that here.
You know why?
We don't think about water use.
Well,
it's just
because
like
where does all that water go when it goes down the drain?
to the lake.
It goes back into the damn lake. you're not wasting it. You're just cycling it.
Yeah, probably.
You're keeping the water pumps going. That's good.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, okay. So for instance, California, what do they do with all that water that gets pumped out of the Colorado River? You know, where does all that water go?
It grows medicinal marijuana. Come on.
Well, and it gets sprayed on crops and it goes into the ocean because that's where.
No. You spray Brondo on crops. Everyone knows that.
It's got what plants need.
That's right. It's got electrolytes. So yeah, $1,000 a day. And you know, your average load of laundry can use up to 40 gallons of water. So basically what they're saying is, you know, you can do a load of laundry or you can take a shower. Because basically you can't do both.
Well, and then they'll come across with this, like, you know, they'll have some sort of deal where the really rich people can ignore it.
Of course. There's always that.
Right.
And the poor people, well, they won't get fined because it's racist.
It's like the buying carbon credits, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You mean for indulgences.
Right.
Your carbon indulgence.
You got to buy your water credits or something. Yeah, the whole thing's ridiculous.
This is Mad Max Fury Road. Come on, it's all about water.
But
oh, you know what it's like? Tank Girl.
Yeah, it is.
Not the hero we deserve, but the hero we need.
Yeah, Tank Girl.
That's right.
It was all about the water.
But there's plenty of water.
So is Ice Pirates.
That's right. With the space herpy.
The spacer, yes.
I've never seen that.
Oh, Brita, you need to see. You need to see Ice Pirates.
Okay, I'll put it on the list.
All right,
Ice Pirates. Oh my god,
it's cultural.
Is it? Will I hate it? Is it like Monty Python?
No, it is nothing like Monty Python.
It's definitely not Monty Python.
It's kind of. I want to say it's almost spoofy of science fiction, but not quite. I mean, it straddles the edge of spoofiness. It's sort of spoofy and sort of. I mean, it's not like Dark Helmet. I mean, it's not like Spaceballs,
right.
Which is just a complete spoof. But it completely doesn't take the space sci-fi. Space opera genre. It's completely not serious.
Yes.
About that. But it's
decidedly unserious.
It is funny.
Okay. I'll watch it.
It's worth seeing. Now I have to go back and watch it again. I haven't seen it in years. You know,
Ice Pirates?
That's the name of it. Ice Pirates.
I'm looking in the library catalog to see if I can request it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's
wonderful. It somehow in all the hullabaloo, I missed out that, and this is going to make you feel old, Jay. Star Wars. 40 years old last year.
Oh yeah, yep. Oh, I remember that.
Speaking of a movie thing that is kind of played out and people are sick of. Star Wars.
Oh yeah. Boy, Solo. Wow.
Yeah. People are like, oh, okay, enough with the Star Wars. Cause they've released how many Star Wars movies within
Oh, like three or four this year. You know, was it Star Wars in 77? And then it was like Empire Strikes Back in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then
80 or 81.
Yeah. And then Return of the Jedi was like 85 or 86, I want to say.
You want another one, Alan?
What?
Flashdance is 35.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. Not a big Flashdance fan.
Last year, Fast Times at Ridgemont High was 35. Yeah. I just saw another. It was another movie. I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was released 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Firefly, 15 years.
Yeah, but the Star Wars when the original trilogy came out, and the only Star Wars movies, as far as I'm concerned. There was like years between them. And now it's like it's like we've gone from a dearth of Star Wars to like, okay, quit.
That's enough. We don't care anymore.
Stop it, Disney. God damn.
Maybe it's the Disney thing.
Well,
Has Star Wars gotten better or worse since Disney?
Oh, far worse.
Okay.
Although, what was it? Rogue One? Not bad. That was like maybe the second best Star Wars movie, I think.
Maybe. Oh my God.
What's the first?
Empire
Strikes Back.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen any of the Star Wars.
Yeah,
I saw the Jar Jar Binks one.
Oh no. Well, see that. Jesus, just start off with the worst fucking one of all time.
Now, see, here's the funny thing. My son actually had a pretty good rationale. He actually prefers the movie episode 1, 2, and 3, The Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, and
really
the other one. Well, because he watched them as a young boy.
Mm.
So they are to him what the original Star Wars was to me. So he has a natural affinity for those three movies. It's kind of like I look at it as James Bond. Yeah. For me, growing up, when I was a young boy, young man going to the movies, Roger Moore played James Bond. So to me, when I hear James Bond, I see Roger Moore. He was one of the worst. I mean, yeah. Lazenby's kind of wooden, but that's who I picture, because when I was of the age where I would go to the movies with friends, we would see a James Bond movie because that's what preteen and teenage boys do.
Yep.
It was Roger Moore. View to a Kill, Octopussy, For Your Eyes Only. Boom, Roger Moore. And so for him, he hears Star Wars. He thinks Phantom Menace, Jar Jar Binks, Anakin Skywalker, Podracing. You know, it's what he grew up with.
Does he identify as a millennial, or is he a post millennial?
He's whatever the next thing. He's too young to be a millennial.
Okay.
Like everything I've seen cuts it off. And the latest I've seen is 99. So he's a couple of years too young.
Yeah. My daughter was born in 2000. So she's post millennial too. So
same deal.
But.
Oh, here we are. You were right, Alan. I apologize. You were absolutely right. Empire Strikes Back was 1980, and Return of the Jedi was 83.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So we've got this half-life decay factor going on, right? So there was like four years between the first and the second, and then like 3 years between the second and third, and then we had like nothing for like decades. It was like over.
For 16 years.
Yeah.
They were May 25th, 1983.
And then George Lucas needed more money.
Yeah. George Lucas needed another $4 billion. So May of 1999, The Phantom Menace came out. And then 3 years later was Attack of the Clones. And then another 3 years. Lucas kept it on a three-year schedule.
Yeah. And then he sold it to Disney.
And then they sold it to Disney. And it was like Force Awakens was 15. Last Jedi was 17. And then you had Rogue One. And when was Rogue One even?
It was like last year.
Oh, here we are. Like... Here we are. Rogue One was 16 and Solo is 18. So they sold it to Disney, and Disney's like, oh, fuck this 3-year shit. We're pumping one out every year. Because apparently they're releasing the episode 9 in 2019, and then they're doing a Boba Fett movie in 2020.
Oh, my God.
What? Because they're milking this cow for as long as they can.
Well, that's Disney does that with every franchise that they have. I mean, like, look at all those princess movies. Yeah, I mean, there's, like, a glut of fucking princess movies. And then, you know, they released the princess movie, and then there's, like, all these other side DVDs that get released, not to the theaters, but get released, you know, for sales. You know, the...
Oh, sure.
I don't know. And I see them at the library, because there's, like, you know, Lilo and Stitch, like, episode 412, you know.
Direct-to-DVD stuff.
Direct-to-DVD stuff. So they milk everything to death. I'm not surprised they're doing it with Star Wars.
Remember the thing they tried to do for a while back in, like, the VHS tape days when they were selling them, and they'd be like, it's going away. It's going
from
back
the vault.
Yeah, it's going back to the vault. Yeah. You better get it quick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, in the case of Disney, they actually did that. Have you tried to get a copy of Song of the South recently?
Yeah.
Okay, for our younger listeners, Song of the South was a phenomenally racist movie.
It actually wasn't that bad.
I don't think it was. I don't know. I've never seen it. But I occasionally will have a library patron come in and ask for it. And it's usually this old white guy. Oh, do you have Song of the South? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and they're asking for it because they believe it to be, like, super racist. But I don't think it is in actuality. I think there's a few scenes that are a little questionable and people get a little offended. And, there is
a... The Uncle Remus character is a little too step and fetch it for people these days.
Step and fetch it. Wow.
Yeah.
Never heard that term.
That's the vaudeville thing. It's like the old, you know, the blackface step and fetch it. The, you know, the stumbling,
bumbling
blackface, you know, butt of the jokes and stuff. I mean, it is, but I mean, other than that, it's not that bad. I mean, I can understand why people would, given today's sensibilities, I can see why people might go, oh, that's racist. But
you got the Lucky Charms leprechaun.
Yeah, at the time, I don't think it was, and I think you would, you know, I don't know. I mean, at the time, you had a black guy that was like the lead actor of a Disney movie. You know.
Yep. And what year was it? 1946.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I think for the time it was probably they were probably happy to get the part.
Well, it's where we get Zippity Doo-Dah.
It's exactly
so.
Right.
Was Song of the South a live action movie or a combination of live action and cartoon?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, it was Briar Rabbit, and what was it, Briar Fox, and it was the Aesop's Fables.
Yeah, don't Disney throw me at that fire.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Disney version of Aesop's Fables.
Oh, because I've never seen it, so I'm like looking at it right now, and
because it takes place in the Reconstruction South, it has to be racist,
right?
Right.
That's you know, we don't have to see anything about it. We just know it's set in Georgia in the Reconstruction period, so it has to be horrible.
Yep. Interesting. I always assumed it was like Uncle Remus was a drawn cartoon character, caricature of a black person.
It was a guy.
But it's actually it was like a real guy.
Yep.
It was like the crows in Dumbo, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. Exactly.
It is unavailable at the library, by the way.
Yes. Well, they've never released it.
I'm sure it is unavailable. I remember seeing it in the theater when I was a kid. In fact, you could see it on TV. They played it on TV every once in a while when I was a kid. They had that, like, Disney, the 1-hour Disney show on Sunday nights? the Wonderful World of Disney or something like that. And sometimes they do like a Disney movie. They do like a two-part Disney movie where they'd show the first part one night and then the next one the next week. I remember they had the Daniel Boone thing. Watched that was on, and they had the that Scarecrow thing. Remember that one?
The Scarecrow.
The Scarecrow
movie
thing. Yeah, that was. Yes.
I don't remember the name of it, but I remember being very impressed with it when I was a kid. Yeah.
For some reason, I was afraid of the Return to Witch Mountain. For some reason, I wouldn't watch it. Like maybe it was a title.
It could be.
Because of witches.
Yeah.
I guess.
Now, you know what scared the hell out of me? Was Legend of Sleepy Hollow. The dude with the head.
Yep.
That just,
You know what scared me? And I can't, to this day, I can't believe, this was back before, I guess back before movies had like R rating. I don't know.
Rickets.
No. My mother took me to see Jaws. When I was a kid, I was like,
Jaws. Oh, Jaws is pretty terrifying.
I was like in fifth grade, maybe.
Oh, it's even worse to the beach for you,
and
because you guys were like in Warm Water Beach.
Yeah,
and we lived.
Jaws is a great movie to watch if you're from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Because there's like zero choice. There's zero chance of running into a great white shark in
Minnesota. So we went to, my mom took us to, she took me and my sister, I think. And my sister's like 2 years younger than me. She saw Jaws. It was terrifying. I remember the eyeball thing. It was like engraved into my brain. And, you know, you watch Jaws today and you go, oh, look at the rubber shark. But when you're in fifth grade, it's terrifying.
Oh, dear Lord. Well, and the funny part is, like, they don't show the shark anywhere near as much as they originally wanted to.
No.
Because they had such trouble with the animatronics. In fact, they were debating whether they could get away with not showing it at all and just, you know, the camera cuts and whatnot and... You know, it's almost scarier that way.
Yeah, but that summer, we went to Hawaii on vacation.
Oh no! Oh my god!
I was scared to go in the water.
Well, yeah,
not well thought out.
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, Hawaii not really a big shark problem, so.
You didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Warm water.
I was concerned.
And of course, ironically, you know where it's supposed to take place? Off of Martha's Vineyard, which is like, you know, it was like, we used to go there all the time.
Do they even have sharks that far north? I guess they do, but...
Under certain circumstances, in like July and August, you can get sightings.
Yeah.
It's, you know, but it's like everything has to be, you have to have an abnormally mild winter and...
The water's got to be warm enough. And,
yeah. Right. It's not, you know, 9 out of 10 times the shark sighting is like a dolphin or a seal, you know. Somebody just sees something.
Some dude snorkeling. Shark.
I blame Jaws. They just see something. Shark! But yeah. Yeah, it was pretty terrifying. I'm not gonna put you down for being afraid of Jaws. That was like just terrifying.
And then
you guys, I gotta drop off the call.
Okay.
Oh,
thanks for having
more
me.
Steak. More steak. All right.
You're gonna come back.
Yeah, more steak. But no, I'll be back next week. And thanks everybody, and have a good week.
All right.
Okay. Carry on, fellas.
All right, so we can continue dorking out to old movies.
Okay. See you guys later.
All right, bye, Brita.
Oh man,
yeah. Who's gonna rein us in? Now it's just a sausage fest.
It's gonna spiral out of control completely. Now
we'll be lucky to get out of it alive.
Jeez.
Oh. Let's see. Quick, let's go back to my notes. What other subjects did we have? We covered the water. We covered the lemonade.
Oh, can we talk about the hog SWAT thing?
We can briefly. I mean, you know, I haven't seen enough of it to form much of an opinion other than I agree that the reaction was not what I would have imagined.
Yeah. I have a suspicion, and it's completely baseless, but I suspect he either knew about it or knew about it beforehand, or if he didn't do it himself, somebody else did. He knew did.
Did the reaction just really lend you to believe that? I mean, it's first of all, it's terrible, and it needs to be addressed. Because the idea of, for those who are unfamiliar with the term, swatting is when somebody will call in a false report saying, like, I'm Bill Smith over on Main Street, and I just shot my wife, and I'm about to kill my kids.
Right.
And, you know, so the police are fed this line that, oh my God, this is a horrible situation and we need to get there quick and rush in. And people can and have been killed. You know, Eric Scott, call your office.
Right. It's attempted murder. As far as I'm concerned, swatting is attempted murder.
It absolutely should be. And in some cases it is actually murder. And it's one of those, it's tough to prosecute because, you know, somebody could, or they could, they don't want to prosecute them because someone could earnestly believe that someone was in danger, and you don't want, well, if I'm not 100% sure, I don't call this in. But
yeah, but the same, but I mean, there's a difference between, you know, calling something in and going, oh, I hear, you know, I hear noises next door, it sounds like he's killing somebody.
Right.
That's debatable. If you call in and say, I am the person.
Yep.
If you pretend to be the person that you're trying to have the SWAT show up and you do this, well, you know, oh, yes.
It's one of the things. Like, wouldn't the caller ID give it away?
Yeah, I mean, you can spoof caller ID. It's not that hard.
I suppose. I've never had any cause to, but, yeah,
it's
you
pretty
know,
easy, actually.
I suppose. I mean, you'd think, though, that, you know, the 911 software would be sophisticated enough to not be fooled, but
because it relies on the phone company to tell it who it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
I suppose
phone company's easy to spoof.
Well, I suppose you could use a burner phone you could use a cell phone you've had for 20 years. Cause they're all, as long as they got power, they can dial 911.
Exactly. You can shoplift one from the store
it's true.
Way.
Powered up and
right,
or you just buy a burner phone cash and
yeah,
for $20 or $30, you know. Right. Well, anyway, no, not the we don't mean to give anyone ideas, but
yeah,
you know, it's
easy to do.
It is a cowardly, craven practice that should be punished severely because it puts literally everyone involved except the caller in danger.
Oh yeah, it puts the cops in danger. It puts the person they're busting down the door of the house in danger. Yeah. It
wastes resources. Right.
And while the cops are doing that, they're not doing something else they need to be doing.
Right.
You know, whatever that is.
Whoever's responsible. I mean, I really hope. I can't help but wonder if part of my disbelief is I don't want it to be someone. I'm making air quotes here on my side.
Right.
I would hope that no matter how much you disagree with what David Hogg is doing and what he says, nothing warrants this. Nothing. Period. Now, the flip side, they sent Broward County to his house, so it's not like he was in any danger.
Yeah, it's not like they were actually doing anything.
At the first sign of trouble, they're going to wet their pants and run away. So you've got the Sir Robin police force here. See, now the breed is gone, we can make, you know, Monty Python.
Yeah, that's right. Brave Sir Robin.
Bravely ran away. You know, but yeah, that reaction is kind of, oh, it was a silly prank. Now let's get on message. And it does seem like, he got this award and nobody cared. And he's got this thing going on and nobody cared.
Right.
And
how can I get back in the...
He'd used up his 15 minutes. And, you know, again, could be coincidence, could be completely unrelated. Don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is if they can figure out who did it, they should be punished. That's all.
Yep.
And, you know, again, if it turns out to be someone in that sphere, they're going to do a heck of a lot more damage. Like, I don't understand what anybody thinks they're doing. You're not helping.
It's just like all the false, you know, the false racist stuff where, you know, somebody spray paints something somewhere and it turns out to be one of the affected minority groups that did it themselves. And you're like, you're not helping.
Or waitresses who hold up a, you know, I disagree with your lifestyle, so I'm not giving you a tip.
Right.
And it's like the people produce their copy. That's like, no,
yeah,
here's my copy. Here's my credit card statement that clearly shows I left a tip.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that you made this up for your own aggrandizement.
Yep.
Or GoFundMe. And, you know, in that case, it's, you don't hear about it. And I really hope that it is being prosecuted, that if you come out with a story and it goes viral and people send you money, that's called fraud.
Yep.
And that's actionable.
Yeah. Except, you know, they're not going to do anything.
Exactly.
As long as you pay the IRS, you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't pay taxes on it. You're in big trouble. Ask Al Capone.
Yes, that known tax evader Al Capone.
You know, that's the IRS, right? You know, you can murder, you can kill, you can gamble, you can bootleg, you can run prostitution ring, you can run, you know, gambling ring, you can do all kinds of stuff. But pay, don't cheat on your taxes.
Damn well better claim it.
Yeah. That's like
owner finding.
That's like the thing they did for a while. It was like the pot tax stamp. Remember that?
Yes.
Where they were gonna be like, you know, if you're a drug dealer, you gotta buy these, you gotta pay the tax stamp, and you know, otherwise, well, when we arrest you for dealing, we'll also throw a tax evasion charge against you.
You know, it's like Bonnie and Clyde are going to claim depreciation on their 34 Ford from all the bullet holes. You know,
it's like, it's just that same, it's that same stupid thing, right? Okay, you're already dealing drugs.
Right. Well, doesn't it become a Fifth Amendment thing?
Well, yeah, it's just like the felon with a firearm. You almost can't arrest a felon for like having an illegal firearm because of the whole Fifth Amendment thing.
Well, the Fifth Amendment prevents felons from having to register firearms.
Right. Like, exactly.
It's this bizarre circle, you know, that law abiding can be compelled to register. But if you're a felon in possession, it's a violation of your Fifth Amendment rights to register a firearm, because then you'd be incriminating yourself.
Right.
Huh? You're like, wait.
So I guess they can still get you for felon in possession, but they can't get you for having an unregistered gun.
Yeah. Exactly. The just Byzantine
wow.
Puzzle of laws. Yeah, we can't make you incriminate yourself by registering a firearm, but if you haven't done anything wrong, you've got nothing to fear. Wait, hold on.
Yeah, right.
Let's see, what else? Hold on, we're burning through. Oh, yes, let's close with the lighter, on the lighter side. The it's not a tank, it's an armored personnel carrier.
Oh, that guy.
That was just such a great, you know, this is not James Garner in Tank, which, by the way, is an awesome movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. That's great.
It's just such a... it's very 1980s. You know, you've got pretty much everything that made, you know, a 1980s movie. But yeah, just gotten a what the hell was it again? It's not. Everyone kept calling it a tank, but it's some. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm trying to remember.
What the guy was driving down the street.
Yeah, it's like
an APC. It's some sort of armored personnel carrier. I don't remember the exact model, but yeah.
60-mile, 2-hour chase. So he was going 30 miles an hour.
So here's the thing. I'm sure there's a lot of different reactions, but you know, there's got to be some old master sergeant back in the motor pool going, "God damn, I'm surprised he went that far without breaking down."
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh, there's no question. They were taking bets. They're like, "Oh, he won't." And of course, of course the jokes write themselves, because the guy was actually an officer.
He's like a first lieutenant.
And of course the jokes write themselves, because, you know, lieutenants always fail land nav. So
that's right. He was probably lost.
Getting lost. Yeah.
No, he's not on drugs. He's just lost.
he just took a wrong turn and kept going.
Yeah.
Oh, but just, you know, there's all this video of this armored person. I know.
It's amazing how many different people caught that thing on their cell phones. Zoom it past.
Like, what the hell is that? Well, again, you know, it's only going 30 miles an hour, so it's not exactly lighting the.
Yeah, but still, it's like, holy crap! People had enough time to see it. Go, oh my god, look at that! And go, holy shit, I need to get video. Pull their camera out, fire up the video, and get a shot of it as it goes by.
He's got an escort. It really does look like it's like a parade, because there's a police car out in front of it.
Yeah.
Because it's got a top speed of 30 miles an hour. It's not exactly, you know, it's not burning down the street here.
At the same time, they can't exactly run it off the road.
Yeah.
Or put a spike strip or, you know, what are you going to do?
You can't hit that.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Yeah. And if you try to stop a car in front of it, it'll just drive over it.
And just kind of squish it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not quite as bad as the tank that the National Guard guy stole out of, what was it, San Diego, San Jose, back in the mid-90s.
Well, that was an Abrams. My gosh. That's a big tank.
Yeah, that National Guard tank stolen. I remember it wound up stopping only because he got hung up on a Jersey barrier. Tank rampage. Oh, my God. That happened in 1995.
Wow. Oh, I'm actually a little surprised it doesn't happen more often.
They must keep a closer. Oh my God, they're showing a police car.
Yeah.
That you this know, thing went over.
Guy I went to high school with was in the Army and drove a tank recovery vehicle. And I from hearing his stories, probably one of the reasons that we don't see more of this is because they literally can't go that far without breaking down.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, it's because tanks are rather hard to operate by a single person. Now, obviously it can be done, but
right.
You know, it's like you said, it takes a whole crew to keep things going. Oh yeah. Oh, he hit a Jersey barrier and ripped the tread right off trying to get away from it.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause I clearly remember when that happened. You know, the jokes were flying fast and furious. You know, all Saddam Hussein had to do was put Jersey barriers around Kuwait, and he'd still have it. You know.
Yeah. That tells me the guy driving the tank really was not that expert of a tank driver. Because
yeah, and oh my God, left of a station wagon. Well, it's okay because it's like a mid-70s. Malibu, so it's no big loss. It's got the GM, the quad headlights, 2-on-2.
Yeah.
I remember too. I just remember seeing footage from that where like the cops are chasing it and it stopped and just started backing up, and all of a sudden he's like 20 cruisers like, oh shit. like by sheer virtue of the fact that it can't go that quickly is the only reason he didn't crush dozens of them. Yeah, it was just funny, you know. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody was killed. A couple of people were hurt.
Yeah, well, the guy that stole the APC didn't.
I don't even think he did any damage.
No.
I mean, other than to the room.
Yeah, probably chewed up the road a little bit.
I was going to say, from experience working on a highway department and seeing what just bulldozer tracks will do in a short period, there's going to be some road work done. God. But yeah, just armored personnel carrier, just do-do-do-do-do.
Spawning a whole series of no shit, there I was stories.
Just like, I know traffic was bad, but boy.
Yeah.
Of course, you know.
Now everybody's going, damn, I need one of those.
They're like, damn, that would actually help my commute.
Of course.
So, yep. Rampaging tanks, tank rampages, lemonade, and and water shortages. That's our score report.
It's enough, you know, it's like, Some days you understand Killdozer.
which that, by the way, we just hit the 14th anniversary of Killdozer.
That's right, we did. I saw somebody came out with shirts for it or something. Like,
which was another one. I don't think he injured anyone else.
No, he did.
Marvin Heemeyer.
Yeah.
He broke a lot of shit.
Yep.
Marvin Heemeyer. Yep.
Yeah.
That wrong guy
to piss off.
When you see what that thing was doing,
oh yeah,
that's terrifying.
Well, I mean,
this is a dude who knew what he was doing.
He absolutely knew what he was doing, and you know, he could have done a lot more than he did.
Oh, but absolutely.
He had an agenda. He was taking out the property of all the people on the city council that screwed him.
Yeah. Yeah, that had messed with him. But, I mean, man, that thing just took a beating and kept on going. Like, you pretty much just have to wait for him to go out and run out of gas. I love that. We might need a SWAT team. You think?
Killdozer. It's my spirit animal.
I do wonder what would have happened if he had just ran out of gas and just sat there.
Oh, you know? They would have... Like,
yeah, what would you do? It would have taken hours just to get that metal plating off.
Yeah, they'd have killed him. They'd have used like a flamethrower or something on him and burn him out or something. You know how they are. They'd stand around and they'd stare at him for about 5 or 6 hours, and then they'd be going, "Shit, man, I got to get home. Let's roast this motherfucker."
Exactly. Homemade tank. No, it's just a Killdozer. I love that there's an animated version of the Killdozer.
I'm surprised there's not a video.
Someone made a Lego Killdozer.
Oh.
I may need to recreate this. Now, if only we could mate Killdozer and Rachel Corey. Oh.
Hmm. All right, so...
Okay, so now we've...
Remember...
Now
we've,
gone
that,
off the rip.
That you too can be a guest host.
That's right.
On the score report.
That's right. We will make you interesting.
That's right. We're like, it's like that Hollywood makeup, you know? It's like they take, you know, you see a Hollywood star in real life and you're like, oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, without all the makeup, and then you see him in the movie and it's like, wow. That's what this podcast is like.
That's exactly it. We will make you seem more charming and intelligent than you've ever been.
That's right.
Honest.
Compared to us.
Exactly. Because compared to Alan and myself, we're just boring old dudes.
That's
boring,
right.
Boring dads. That's what we are. So.
Get off my yard.
Give a shout out. Yeah. Get off our lawn. Give a shout out. Send us a message, and we'll get you on as a guest.
Or we'll just go through the members of the score group.
We're just going to pick people.
Somebody at random. And
we're going to draft people.
You. That's right. We're going to assign you a date.
That's right.
All right. You're guesting.
Soviet Russia. podcast gets you.
That's right. We're
I'm
right.
gonna have to explain that to listeners.
You're on the 28th, evening of the 28th. You over there. You're on the 5th. Make sure your Skype is updated.
You'll be issued your random score.
You know, the thing there's really no excuse because your smartphone with Skype and your ear things works fine.
Yep. Yep. I'm on an iPad.
We would prefer a nice quiet room with no noise, but you know what? I mean, come on. Audio quality is really obviously not a problem, not an issue with us.
We're not terribly. And on that note,
Jay's got to go lift metal and I got to make a podcast.
So. That's right. I have to go. I have to go lift things up and put them down. That's right. And Alan's got to go make the magic happen. And so
we will be back next week.
Same squirrel time, same squirrel channel.
All right. Bye, y'all.
All right. Night, y'all.